This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Houston City Council member Letitia Plummer has drafted a proposal that would allow city police officers to decide whether or not to call ICE during traffic stops. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here with analysis. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. According to a draft proposal obtained by Houston Public Media, officers...
And it doesn't look like we have Tom right now, but according to the draft of the proposal obtained by Houston Public Media, officers would not be required to contact ICE if a background check indicates a civil immigration violation. Here's Councilmember Letitia Plummer.
Obviously, it's also allowing our communities to feel like we're listening to them, and they can go to church, and they can go to work, and then go to the grocery store. Like, people are not living their lives right now.
The draft proposal would also require the Houston Police Department keep a record of how many times officers worked with ICE and produce an annual report. Plummer says she currently needs just one more council member to sign on to her proposal so that it can be discussed at the next meeting. A pilot was not hurt after making an emergency landing in a field near the Grand Parkway late yesterday. The incident happened just before 11 o'clock last night. KHOU reports that the plane started having engine trouble and attempted to go back to West Houston Airport where it took off. It sustained some damage on the landing, but again, the pilot came away unscathed. Houston ISD Superintendent Mike Miles announced the district is no longer planning to close some schools for the next school year, but some campus consolidations may still be considered. Here's our Bianca Seward.
A district spokesperson says Miles made the announcement to principals on Wednesday and told them taking some extra time will help the district explore solutions that ensure affected students end up in better learning environments. It's a reversal from the start of the school year when Miles announced he was actively reviewing schools and would present a list of as many as 10 campuses recommended for closure. At the time, Miles pointed to a couple of reasons for possible closures.
So you can imagine some of the schools have very few students or relatively few students, and we have aging infrastructure.
The list was expected to be presented to the board this winter. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
A federal judge has issued a blistering dissent after two other judges on the same panel blocked Texas's congressional redistricting map from taking effect next year. U.S. Circuit Judge Jerry Smith blasted his colleagues on the court for engaging in what he calls unprecedented judicial activism to benefit liberals. University of Houston law professor David Frumkin says if Smith's hope was to win a review by the U.S. Supreme Court, his dissent could backfire.
Roberts Court will not want a stay to be perceived as a partisan intervention, and the rhetoric of Judge Smith's dissenting opinion increases the likelihood that a stay from the Supreme Court would be understood as a partisan intervention.
Smith was appointed to the federal bench by President Reagan. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, who authored the decision to block the redistricting map, is a Trump appointee. For more news, you can head to our website. That, of course, is HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.